Bulldog Kia presents a Father's Day dad joke montage with General Sales Manager Seth.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you. For Father's Day, I've been working on a few great dad jokes for you. Listen to this. Did you hear the university offers a program for used car salespeople?
No.
Yeah. Now you can get a major in cardiology.
Ha ha, Dad. You're such a car guy.
Well, how about this? What happens when Kermit the Frog's car breaks down? It gets towed.
Wow, Dad.
Okay, last one. Why did the washing machine schedule a test drive?
Why?
Because it wanted to go for a spin.
That was actually a good one.
I'll see myself out now.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there from Bulldog Kia. May your jokes be funny, your day be restful, and your cars be clean. Visit us online at bulldogkia.com or in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. An explosion at an Illinois chemical plant, political news from Magdalene Rose on a new partnership, and making the faithful confused. An explosion at a northern Illinois chemical plant Monday morning sparked massive fires that sent flames and huge plumes of thick black smoke high into the air and debris raining onto the ground, prompting evacuations. After 7 a.m., emergency crews rushed to the scene of the fire near Rockton, northwest of Chicago, at Chemtool Incorporated, a company that manufactures grease products and other fluids and is, according to the company, the largest manufacturer of grease in the Americas. Rockton Fire Department Chief Kirk Wilson said about 70 employees who were at the plant when firefighters arrived were evacuated safely, and that one firefighter suffered a minor injury. Chemtool's parent company, Lubrizol Corporation, said later that there were closer to 50 employees present when the plant was evacuated. A new partnership between two countries. Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Britain and Australia have announced a free trade agreement. The trade agreement is the first bilateral trade accord Britain has negotiated alone since Britain left the EU last year. Britain is Australia's eighth biggest trading partner, while Australia is Britain's 20th biggest. This is the most comprehensive and ambitious agreement that Australia has concluded, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said of the agreement. British Trade Minister Liz Truss said of the agreement that it is a fundamentally liberalizing agreement that removes tariffs on all British goods, opens new opportunities for our service providers and tech firms, and makes it easier for our people to travel and work together. Furthermore, Britain has struck trade agreements with Japan and Norway. However, those agreements were based on existing agreements that were negotiated by the European Union. Finally, member nations of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership have approved Britain beginning the process of joining the PAC. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose. Back to you, Ron.
Finally, a poll by a Catholic advocacy group released yesterday found that among Catholics who attend Mass regularly, the vast majority say the Catholic politicians who take policy positions contrary to church teaching, quote, create confusion among the faithful. The poll found that 83% of Catholics who regularly attend Mass say public officials with stated positions contrary to church teaching, quote, create confusion and disunity. Nearly three-quarters, 74%, of regular Mass-goers say that these officials should not present themselves for communion. Our quote of the day comes from St. Francis de Sales. Insofar as divine love beautifies our souls and makes us pleasing to His divine majesty, it is called grace. Insofar as it gives us strength to do good, it is called charity. But when it reaches such a degree of perfection that it makes us not only do the good, but do so carefully, frequently, and readily, then it is called devotion. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a French priest of the Society of Jesus. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Our saint of the day is John Francis Regis. Born January the 31st, 1597, into a family of some wealth, John Francis was so impressed by his Jesuit educators that he himself wished to enter the Society of Jesus. He did so at the age of 18. Despite his rigorous academic schedule, he spent many hours in chapel, often to the dismay of fellow seminarians who were concerned about his health. Following his ordination to the priesthood, John Francis undertook missionary work in various French towns. While the formal sermons of the day tended toward the poetic, his discourses were plain, but they revealed the fervor within him and attracted people of all classes. Father Regis especially made himself available to the poor. Many mornings were spent in the confessional or at the altar celebrating Mass. Afternoons were reserved for visits to prisons and hospitals. The Bishop of Viviers, observing the success of Father Regis in communicating with the people, sought to draw on his many gifts, especially needed during the prolonged civil and religious strife then rampant throughout France. With many prelates absent and priests negligent, the people had been deprived of the sacraments for 20 years or more. Various forms of Protestantism were thriving in some cases, while a general indifference toward religion was evident in other instances. For 3 years, Father Regis traveled throughout the diocese, conducting missions in advance of a visit by the bishop. He succeeded in converting many people and in bringing many others back to religious observances. Though Father Regis longed to work as a missionary among the Native Americans in Canada, he wished to live out his days working for the Lord in the wildest and most desolate part of his native France. There he encountered rigorous winters, snowdrifts, and other deprivations. Meanwhile, he continued preaching missions and earned a reputation as a saint. The last 4 years of his life were spent preaching and organizing social services, especially for prisoners, the sick, and the poor. In autumn of 1640, Father Regis sensed that his days were coming to a conclusion. He settled some of his affairs and prepared for the end by continuing to do what he did so well, speaking to the people about the God who loved them. On December the 31st, 1640, he spent most of the day with his eyes on the crucifix. That evening, he died. His final words were, quote, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit." John Francis Regis was canonized in 1737. John longed to travel to the New World and become a missionary to the Native Americans, but he was called instead to work among his own compatriots. Like many famous preachers, he isn't remembered for golden-tongued oratory. What people who listened to him heard was his own fervent faith, and it had a powerful effect on them. We can remember ordinary people, neighbors and friends, whose faith and goodness touched us and brought us to deeper faith. That is the calling most of us must follow. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.